Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched multiple development projects in Bihar and West Bengal worth over 12,600 crore rupees. Addressing a rally at Motihari in Bihar yesterday, the Prime Minister said that his government is working on development of eastern region on the same line of development of western parts of the country. He said, without development of the eastern states, India cannot become a developed country. Mr. Modi said the centre and the state governments are going hand in hand for the development of Bihar.
Bihar ke paas na samarth ki kami hai aur na hi sansadhan ki. Aaj Bihar ke sansadhan Bihar ki pragati ka madhyam ban rahe hain. आप देखिए एनडीए सरकार के प्रयासों के बाद से ही मखाना की कीमतें कितनी बढ़ी हैं क्योंकि हमने यहां के मखाना किसानों को बड़े बाजार से जोड़ा अभी ऐसे कितने ही उत्पाद और हैं जो बिहार के किसानों को बिहार के युवाओं को दुनिया भर के मार्केट से जोड़ेंगे.
Earlier, Mr. Modi laid the foundation stone, inaugurated and dedicated to the nation, multiple development projects worth over 7,200 crore rupees. In West Bengal, the Prime Minister laid the foundation stone, inaugurated and dedicated to the nation, multiple development projects worth over 5,400 crore rupees at Durgapur in West Bengal. The government has convened an all-party meeting tomorrow, ahead of the monsoon session of the parliament beginning on Monday. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament. The monsoon session will be held from the 21st of this month to the 21st of next month. During the session, several important legislations are scheduled to be taken up for discussion and passage. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that all political parties are on board over the issue of impeachment of Justice Yashwant Verma. A huge pile of cash was recovered from the residence of Justice Verma in New Delhi. Mr. Rijiju said this in an interview with a news agency. He added that he has spoken to all the senior leaders of different political parties about the issue. The minister said that he will also get in touch even with those parties having a single MP because the government does not want to leave out any member so that it becomes a unified stand of the parliament. Six Maoists were killed in an encounter with the security forces in the Narayanpur district of Chhattisgarh yesterday. State Inspector General of Police, Bastar Range, P. Sundaraj, said that a gunfight broke out in the forest of the Abhujamar region when joint teams of security forces launched an anti-Maoist operation based on intelligence inputs about the presence of insurgents. So far, the bodies of six Maoists have been recovered from the encounter site. A large quantity of weapons, including an AK-47 and a self-loading rifle, was also seized from the spot. An intensive search operation by the security forces is underway at the encounter site and in the surrounding areas. The Election Commission has said that over 7 crore 48 lakh enumeration forms have been collected in Bihar so far under the Special Intensive Revision SIR drive of electoral rolls, which is 94.68% of the total enumeration forms. The poll body said only 5.2% of electors now remain to submit their filled enumeration forms, and many of them have sought time to submit their enumeration forms with documents in the coming days. Indian women wrestlers clinched 4 medals, including 2 gold, a silver and a bronze, at the Polya Kemre and Varya Janos Memorial 2025 tournament at Budapest in Hungary yesterday. Olympian Antim Pangal and Harshita won gold after winning their respective weight classes. Antim defeated Russia's Natalia Malysheva 7-4 in the final of 53 kgs category. This marks her second international gold this year, following her triumph at the Ulaanbaatar Open in May. Harshita won India's second gold medal of the day in the 72 kg category. And that is the end of this news bulletin.